From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Hundreds of U.S. Marines are waging a new campaign against militants in the southern Afghanistan town of Nowzad. Their aim is to prepare the area for the return of civilians who fled during fighting between NATO troops and the Taliban. Islamist insurgents remain in the region. The Marine operation is part of a larger effort to clear the region of Taliban forces. Only a few days after President Obama outlined his plan for a troop buildup in Afghanistan, terms of the buildup are becoming flexible. Barry Schwad explains.
The president said he would add a total of 30,000 troops. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he asked for more flexibility and got it. Commanders might need more troops, and Gates says he has approval to add up to 3,000 beyond the 30,000. The time of a drawdown also appears to be in flux. The president said withdrawal of the new troops from Afghanistan would begin in July 2011, but Gates told Congress the date was a statement of the president's strong intent, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she did not believe the administration had locked itself into starting the exit then. The start of withdrawal, she said, will be based on conditions at the time. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwad in Washington.
Secretary of State Clinton is in Brussels for a series of meetings with foreign ministers from NATO countries to promote President Obama's war strategy. Clinton has told reporters that some allied governments still need to reach a consensus at home before making public commitments of greater involvement in the war. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the allies can stabilize Afghanistan if they honor Mr. Obama's call for more allied troops on the ground. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke testified yesterday before the Senate Banking Committee. He defended his decision to have the Fed bail out Wall Street as lawmakers prepared to confirm him for a second term as Fed chief.
Over the past 2 years, our nation, indeed the world, has endured the most severe financial crisis since the Great Depression, a crisis which in turn triggered a sharp contraction in global economic activity. Today, most indicators suggest that financial markets are stabilizing and that the economy is emerging from the recession.
But Republican Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky remains skeptical, telling Bernanke that the AIG bailout alone is reason enough to send him back to Princeton, where Bernanke taught economics for 17 years. The Labor Department's unemployment figures for November are due out today. Economists expect the U.S. to have lost another 130,000 jobs last month. The nation's jobless rate climbed to 10.2% in October. The U.S. economy has continued to shed jobs even as stock companies return to massive profits. This is NPR News. A new study by the Measles Initiative, a coalition of UN and international organizations, finds that measles deaths worldwide fell by 78% between 2000 and 2008. But the agencies warn of a resurgence in measles deaths if vaccination efforts are not sustained. Lisa Schlein has this report from Geneva.
The study finds the measles vaccine has saved about 4.3 million children's lives in less than a decade. Despite this rapid progress, UNICEF Executive Director Anne Veneman says much remains to be done.
Measles still kills more than 400 children every day. This is an unacceptable reality when a safe, effective, and inexpensive vaccine to prevent the disease exists.
The Measles Initiative reports all regions, with the exception of Southeast Asia, have achieved the UN goal of cutting measles deaths by 90% by the year 2010, 2 years ahead of target. It says countries must continue follow-up vaccination campaigns every 2 to 4 years to maintain these results. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Security has been increased in the capital of the African nation of Guinea after a rebel leader was wounded by one of his soldiers. Captain Moussa Dadis Camara was attacked as UN investigators wrapped up an investigation into a military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in September. In Tokyo today, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues gained 45 points today to close at 10,022. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.